I encourage people always, my big concern with healing is that we turn it into a technique and we reduce relationship with God to Bible principles we're trying to apply to our condition. So we try to find a condition, a promise that relates to our condition, then we start speaking it over that. I like this love thing. Father, thank you that you love me. You bring restoration to my life. You paid the most amazing price to restore me. God, thank you for restoring. Arm, you be healed. Pain, you leave. Bone, you be mended. In relationship, speak to the situation from the place of love. And that's where authority and power flows. And I believe it keeps your mind clear. It keeps you in touch with Him. And you're never reducing relationship to methods to get help. Does that make sense? Okay.
I would say the same thing. Just love. Just receive His love. The other night, I told Rick, the guy that with his back, said, I want you to go home tonight and I want you to just thank God for loving you. Go to sleep tonight and say, God, I just thank you for loving me. Thank you for my brand new back. God, you are awesome and I just love you and I choose to worship you. Woke up. It's really good. So just receive it. And it's the same as praying for somebody else. It really is. Bone, I command you be made whole. In Jesus' name. I mean, that's how I've prayed for me if I've ever had any trouble.
And I would just add to that, I love the fact that you have faith to pray for yourself, and we do too, but something about the humility of asking for someone else to pray for you. You know, just reaching out for that. Not so if it's you, I get my family to do it. I want to teach my kids this, so I want them to grow in this. So, well, yeah, if I'm by myself and something happens, if I, you know, cut myself, I say, oh, God, thank you for healing this. I'm going to do that in that moment. But if I have an ongoing thing, I want my family to join into that. There's something that I'm contending for. It's something you're contending for. There's something about humility that, and there's a synergy that takes place when two or more agree is touching one thing. The Bible wouldn't say when two or more agree is touching one thing if there wasn't some kind of synergy that's released in humility to gather and agree together, right? So I think that's something that's good too, as well as the faith to believe. God loves me. I could just thank you right now for my healing, and I receive it, and I continue to do that.